Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Oh, good afternoon.
And we have a special guest with us today, Dr. Richard Passwater. He's been a research biochemist since 1959. That far back, Richard?
Oh, sure. Just a few days ago.
Anyway, in 1975, his best-selling book, Super Nutrition, The Megavitamin Revolution, was credited with legitimizing megavitamin therapy. Dr. Passwater has continued to research nutritional supplements and has now published over 42 books and booklets, as well as over 500 articles on nutrition and nutritional supplements. And we're always happy to have Dr. Passwater is our guest, and we thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for sponsoring his appearance on the show today. Thank you, Solgar, and welcome, Dr. Passwater.
Thank you, Arnie. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and the doctor on a Sunday afternoon. It's a chance to get some ideas out to the public instead of keeping them here in my research lab.
Okay. You know, and you indicated when we spoke earlier this week that you wanted to talk a little bit about CoQ10 and fish oils, and then I think you added vitamin D as well. Where would you like to start, Dr. Passwater?
Well, Arnie, I like those topics because they fit into my line of research, but more importantly, they seem to be the products of interest these days. The usage is going up because people are recognizing how important they are to their own personal health. And if we're going to start with what's important to your health, I would pick fish oil. It's growing in popularity. That some surveys show that more people are taking fish oil than multivitamins. It's very close, but it points out that multivitamins and fish oils are very, when I say fish oils, I should say marine oils, are very important to your health. Just to quote a few statistics, studies have shown that fish oils can reduce the chance of dying from sudden cardiac death by as much as 90%, or from any sudden death by as much as 45%. It can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease by 45 to 50%. It looks like it helps you stay younger longer by its protection of the telomeres. And a lot of people are interested because it reduces the pain of rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis and other inflammatory diseases. So I think this litany of health benefits makes it very popular for your listeners.
You're absolutely correct, and it's definitely a popular category in the store. There's liquid products, there's capsule products, there's combinations, there are basic ones.
Do you have live?
Excuse me?
Live fish oil.
Live fish oil. Yeah, we have a fish tank in the store filled with guppies. You can come in and feed it, which I expect you in next week, Dr. Podell. Anyway, there's loads and loads of reasons, but I think, there's even a pharmaceutical product on the market I think they call it Lovatza, which is a fish oil that they is prescribed for lowering triglycerides.
That's right. FDA approved.
Yeah.
It's probably no better than any of the standard health food brands, but they went through the spending the money to get do a trial that they submitted to the FDA. So that's probably a good thing.
Well, the other thing it is much more expensive.
Yes.
So people can get, we believe, the same benefit from taking a, the adequate amount of fish oil.
Basically, the way the rules work, in order to make a claim, you got to spend tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to go through the FDA. And so they did that. So it means they can make that claim on triglycerides, and nobody else can. But there's no reason to think that their product is any better than anybody else's.
Dr. Passwater, what can you say on the label of a fish oil product?
Well, I don't think you would want to put on there that it tastes good. There are approved health claims by the FDA, and I don't have the exact wording in front of me, nor do I have official bottle, but probably it's a very general claim that is beneficial to maintaining good heart health.
Yeah.
That keeps it from being a disease claim because you're talking about maintaining health.
Yeah, I'm looking at I'm on the Solgar website, and I'm looking at the label of the Omega 3950 product, and it says heart healthy.
That's true.
Yeah. So you know, that's nice. That's nice. Okay, so there are with Solgar, for example, they have lots of different fish oil formulas. They have that 950 product, which is 950 milligrams of EPA and DHA per capsule. That's the type of product that one might use if they were looking to lower triglycerides.
Indeed. And our aim is to find a product that is convenient for people to take and will fit into their lifestyle. Some people like to have just one capsule, which has adequate amounts, and they can take that once a day and feel like they've done all they need to do that day for their minimum requirement for the long-chain omega-3s. Or other people like to take smaller capsules, and they would rather take two of a lower dose that they can handle easily. So it's a matter of finding products that people are willing to take and can fit into their lifestyle. So we have a broad array, and I can tell you there's more to come in this coming few months.
All right. We look forward to that. You know, definitely. Okay. So we covered a little bit about fish oil. Why don't we jump a little bit over to CoQ10?
Well, there's a lot of interest in CoQ10 now from the physicians for some clinical trials. I looked at the number of clinical trials that were registered on the clinicaltrials.gov website earlier in the year, and there were 14 clinical studies underway. But between July and December 2010, there was an additional 57 clinical studies. And most of these are in age-related central nervous system degeneration diseases and statin-induced myopathies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of interest, but unfortunately, when I look at the details, I see that they're still not using enough coenzyme Q10 to really get the blood levels up to where we're going to see the most benefit. I like to see the blood levels get up to 3.5 nanograms per milliliter, which usually produces results that the clinicians can see. Now, any amount that it improves is going to help somewhat and improve other aspects of health. But when people are looking for clinical benefits, I think you got to get the amount up to about 3.5. And this is going to depend on the form that you take, because different forms have different degrees of bioavailability or efficiency in being absorbed. But the main thing is to increase the dosages of whatever form and try to get the blood levels up.
Okay, that's interesting because, I recently checked my CoQ10 blood level, and the normals that the laboratory established was something at about 0.5 to about 2.3 or 2.2. You know, and what you're saying is way, way above what supposedly the routine labs talk about when they talk about CoQ10 levels.
Yeah, they're talking about averages, not what I would call really normal. Normal in the terms that that's what they're seeing, but not normal in what a healthy body should have for average health. And if you want to get the optimal health, you're going to need even more. So those ranges may represent a range of what they're normally seeing, but we should have higher amounts than that. 2.2 is not real bad if you're young and healthy, but...
How about if you're old and healthy?
If you're old and healthy, I would say anything above 2 is going to be good, but really if you want to zero in... Let me say that if you've been at that level for a long time, your mitochondria are probably in great shape. But if you haven't been up at that level for a long time, you probably had damaged mitochondria, and it would do better to get the levels up and sort of help a healing process of the mitochondria. It's not just the amount it's like a snapshot of what's in your blood today. It's how much has been in your blood over a long period of time.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm going to have to measure my CoQ10 level again next time I go for a checkup. Okay, you know what, Dr. Passwater, we need to pause here for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. We will continue our discussion in just a moment.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long must mean they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means that this is our 100th anniversary. Yay for us. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do this all while offering some of the best discounts that you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes and setting up special seminars and health fairs. In addition to our usual sales, we will have additional special anniversary sale deal discounts during the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both our regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a better time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, I don't know when it is, but this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it at our website, www.wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or come into the store. And while you're on the website, Wilner.com, and Wilner is W-I-L-L-N-E-R, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for free prizes and check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's Wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, or right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Fungi Perfecti is the maker of the Host Defense line of certified organic medicinal mushroom products developed by Paul Stamets, the world-renowned mycologist. The Fungi Perfecti Host Defense line is a collection of 15 products made from the very potent mycelium component of selected mushroom species designed to support your own natural immunity. Fungi Perfecti is the only mushroom supplement backed by the Stamets P-value system and the products currently used in several important clinical trials. For mushroom supplements with the full spectrum of cellular nutrients at their peak vitality, choose Fungi Perfecti, and now is the time, as the entire Fungi Perfecti line is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. From the forest to their farm to you, Fungi Perfecti.
When considering supplements for bone health and osteoporosis prevention, you have to keep this in mind. Bone is living tissue. Doctors Best, knowing this, developed a formula, calcium bone maker complex, that supplies key bone nutrients in their most bioactive forms. ASEAN microcrystalline hydroxyapatite complex, for example, supplies organic calcium with natural bone growth factors. Vitamin C assists bone matrix formation. Vitamin D and vitamin K are critical for matrix calcification, along with magnesium, potassium, zinc, copper, manganese, and boron. Calcium Bone Maker Complex from Doctors Best reflects the most advanced clinical understanding of bone health. Calcium Bone Maker Complex is now on sale, along with Strontium Bone Maker at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. What a deal, 50% off list. Be sure to tune in on January 30th when Dr. Paris Kidd will explain the role of Calcium Bone Maker Complex in optimal bone health.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And before the break, we were talking about CoQ10 and... Dr. Passwater, you were talking about mitochondria. What are mitochondria?
Arnie, as you know, and the doctor certainly knows, and many of your listeners know, mitochondria are the energy factories in your, each and every cell that produce the energy that's needed by the body to drive thousands and thousands and thousands of biochemical reactions. So much of what is needed to happen in the body depends on the energy that is produced in the mitochondria inside of the cells. So if over age our production of energy from the mitochondria begins to decrease, we not only lose what we call feeling like we have lost our energy, but more importantly, the energy, the reactions we need to be healthy are not as optimally functioned. So we're starting to see a decline in our body's ability to do what it needs to do to stay healthy. And over a period of time, this decline leads to having diseases take place that are associated with aging. This can be everything from heart disease to brain disorders, throughout the spectrum of health.
Okay, so one way to improve the, well, I don't know, you don't really improve the mitochondria, you improve the sort of the energy factory in the mitochondria?
Well, you maintain the mitochondria, but the mitochondria depends on certain factors to produce this energy. And one of the factors, a key factor, well, they're all key, but one of the ones that seems to suffer and decline most is the cycling back and forth of coenzyme Q10. and our body produces less coenzyme Q10 as we age, and this results in a decrease in the production. And over time, mitochondria do become damaged from oxidative stress, free radical reactions, and the number of mitochondria decrease. But the antioxidant function of coenzyme Q10 helps maintain the health of the mitochondria, and the coenzyme Q10 itself that you can get in the diet will help maintain or supplement the body's declining production of coenzyme Q10.
Okay, very, very good. What is... Now, one other subject that I know is very...
Okay, can I
say
something,
Dr.,
about coenzyme Q?
No, Dr. Podell.
Here, if we're talking about we want people over 3 or 3.5, when I test patients in my office, if they're not taking coenzyme Q supplements, I don't think I've ever seen anybody higher than 0.7. Typically 0.5 and 0.6 is where we are. So people, it would seem, are way, way below at least where Dr. Passwater thinks we should be.
Well, Dr. Podell, let me emphasize that what I am saying can go way back to Dr. Carl Folkers, who made statements way back in the 1980s that more or less implied that nearly everyone in the United States is subclinically deficient and coenzyme Q10. These normal, as the tests are called, really are averages, are well under what people really should be for optimum health. So it's a long history of research that indicates these levels are low.
Yeah, I think we should also point out for listeners that all the major clinical labs will now measure coenzyme Q. So many of the doctors don't really know that, but if a patient came in and said they want their coenzyme Q level measured, the doctor can do it.
Yeah, I know here in New York, LabCorp does it.
And what's the LabCorp, other one? Quest, BioReference, those are the ones we use, and they all do it.
Yeah, yeah, and as I said, I had mine checked a couple of weeks ago. So, but they had to go through the list. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't easy for them. They don't get a lot of demand for it. So,
but we have to educate them.
We have to educate them. Always, that's what we're here for.
Right.
That's why we do the Wilner Window radio show, to help educate people.
Right.
So, Richard, did you know that Wilner's is 100 years this year?
Well, how old were you when you started it? What, it was early 40s?
Yeah, it was early 40s. And,
yeah. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah. And then, you know, so it's interesting. We're doing a whole lot of interesting things this year. And, you know, we're trying to set up some seminars and maybe some health fairs, as we indicated earlier on. So it should be very interesting.
I really want to compliment you on your goal to educate not only with what you do in store, but on the radio, in writing your book. This is very important. You can affect the health of millions.
I know.
And
thanks.
As you know, Wilner Chemist has been my favorite in New York City for many, many years.
And we appreciate you. Okay, we have to pause for a break here. We'll be right back. The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin, and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the Grand Central Parkway, beware. Eastbound side at 94th Street. Crash. Left lane is blocked off. Looks like somebody spun out. Your delays are going to go back to the BQE. Westbound side, police are off to the shoulder and causing some slight delays through the area. Elsewhere, though, really pretty quiet in the five boroughs. Very good news for you there. Over at the Holland Tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel, George Washington Bridge, problem and delay free. We had some earlier problems in the Garden State over on 109 northbound side by Newark Airport. It was a crash in the local lanes. Everything's been cleaned up, though. 22 eastbound side. Route 21 in Newark, though, a crash also takes out a lane. Having some train problems if you're going to be traveling over on the northbound D train. Signaling problems over by Broadway. It's going to cause a bit of a hassle for you and some delays over at Kennedy Airport if you're flying. On Norwegian Cruise Lines, you can get a balcony stateroom for the price of an ocean view or receive up to a four-category upgrade. Book now at ncl.com. Restrictions apply. Ships registry, Bahamas and USA. I'm Bill Powers. That's a look at WOR traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthase. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. And before we get back to the show, I want to alert you to one of the sales now in effect at Wilner Chemist because it's really extraordinary. We have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, 400 300 milligram. On sale at 75% off list. And we have Jarrow's Ubiquinol, 100 milligram and 200 milligram, on sale at 35% off list. Okay, let me give you our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Hopefully you'll have some questions about CoQ10 or fish oil or any other supplements. Okay. Welcome back, Dr. Passwater.
Thank you.
All right. So we spoke about the Wilner 100 years, and I know there's a couple of other supplements that are near and dear to your heart. I know one is selenium, and I know you're trying to you're working hard to try and get some structure function claim on selenium.
Arnie, as you know, we had them a few years ago. They were approved 2002 by the FDA, but 2007 the FDA published notice in the Federal Register that they were going to re-examine these, and based on the information they provided, which was totally wrong, I don't know how the FDA could be so inaccurate to put the wrong information in the Federal Register, but it implied that these claims were going to disappear upon their reexamination. Well, I had to set them straight immediately, and so did Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, University of California, San Diego. We both wrote in independently to the Federal Record that the FDA files, so they would become part of the Federal Record, showing the errors of their inaccurate statements. They couldn't even quote correctly from other reports. So at the same time, a group of people, coalition of various stakeholders, applied, said, well, why don't we, now that we have so much information on the ability of selenium to interfere with the cancer process and reduce the risk of cancer, why don't we try to have the FDA recognize this and expand their claims? So I'm happy to be able to report to you today, and this is probably premature because the FDA hasn't given their final approval on it yet, but they have indicate that they will expand the selenium qualified health claims. Before I tell you what they are, let me point out the purpose of qualified health claims. I think most people realize that science is an ongoing event. We're always gathering new facts and learning new information about things in science, so it's ongoing. And there's very rarely ever a final conclusion. Some people are starting to conclude that gravity is really a true effect and no longer a theory. But most people look at science as being a group of theories. So there's very little hard facts that everyone will agree with. But that doesn't mean people shouldn't have the right to learn of these facts. And how can you tell people about ongoing research if the FDA says you can't say anything about it? So qualified health claims are for the purpose of informing people about ongoing research, even though it may not be conclusively proven beyond the shadow of a doubt to every scientist in the world.
Right.
So that's the purpose of qualified health claims. And the courts have ruled that freedom of the speech, the First Amendment, says you should be able to put these truthful claims onto the labels of products. So after a big fight in about six cases in the courts of the United States, the FDA is finally allowing the claims for selenium again. And what we can now say, unless the FDA changes in the next couple weeks, they should announce it very soon, I would say in the next couple of months, that qualified health claims can be made for prostate cancer and selenium, for colon and rectal cancer and selenium, in certain cancers an anti-carcinogenic effects of selenium. Specifically, the claims can read for prostate, selenium may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Scientific evidence concerning this claim is inconclusive. Based on its review, FDA does not agree that selenium may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Well, I'm totally happy with that. There is a lot of evidence, hundreds of studies, that show that selenium may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. There is no conclusive study, even though I thought we had the first half of the conclusive study back in 1996 when the study by Clark et al. Showed that selenium reduced the incidence of cancer by 50% and the deaths of all cancers grouped together by 50%. That was a large study, double-blind, golden rule, placebo crossover, randomized study that everybody likes, and it showed selenium supplements reduced the risk, the incidence, and the deaths of cancer by 50%. But that was never confirmed with a follow-up study, which should be done, hasn't been done yet. So we have to leave it that selenium may reduce the risk of prostate cancer. And it is true that the evidence is inconclusive until we get confirming studies. And really, whether or not the FDA agrees with this, I really could not care less. The FDA is totally ignorant when it comes to understanding the biochemistry of selenium, and the judge in the case said that they were way off base. So it's not just what I think about the FDA. So whether or not they agree with it, I could not care less. But now everybody walks into Wilner's Chemist, can read on a label, if the manufacturer chooses to put it, that selenium may reduce the risk of prostate cancer.
That, you know, but now here's the question that I would ask. I mean, I know the answer, but just for our listeners, what's the downside? If it may reduce the risk of prostate cancer, there's lots of guys who should be concerned about it. And what's the danger if I just take selenium, then maybe it'll help my prostate? Well, what's the danger of me just taking the selenium?
Well, and that's a very difficult question to answer. There's a lot of evidence out there that shows that selenium affects different people differently depending on polymorphins or gene mutations they have. But the general evidence shows that when you take a large population of people and give them selenium supplements, they will have less cancer. Now, of course, selenium is toxic in high amounts, but it's totally possible that one or two or a small number of individuals may have different effects, just like with any medicine. I guess people are individuals, as Dr. Roger Williams taught us many years ago. So everything has a potential downside, and until we spend a lot of time researching all these possible downsides, we really don't know the answer. But I think people should know that there is this research, and they can look into it if they want. That's the purpose of putting the qualified health claim on the label. Someone comes into your store, picks up the bottle, and says, selenium may reduce the risk of cancer. Well, this could be of interest to me. I want to look into it. I want to get the facts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's talk to Barbara from Westchester, New York.
Thank you. I would like to ask Dr. Passwater, can one raise the CoQ10 level in the blood by taking ubiquinol, and how much do you have to take?
Well, of course, you can take either ubiquinone or ubiquinol and raise the your blood level compared to what you're just getting in the diet and making your own body. Now, how much you have to take depends on which form of ubiquinol or ubiquinone you take. There are some studies. When ubiquinol was first introduced a number of years ago, there was a lot of noise made over it being better absorbed. But follow-up studies show that some forms of ubiquinol are absorbed better than some forms of ubiquinone, and vice versa. There are some forms of ubiquinone out there that are absorbed better than some form of ubiquinol. So it's really not so much which form for the average person, but take either form and improve your ubiquinone, ubiquinol in your body. No matter what you take, it's liable to be oxidized in the gastric fluids to ubiquinone, and as it gets absorbed and put into the bloodstream, 90% is converted to ubiquinol, even if you're taking ubiquinone. And this conversion varies from person to person. It ranges about 80 to 95%, but the body prefers to transport the molecule that we call coenzyme Q10 in the form of ubiquinone. Now, when it gets to the mitochondria to produce energy, it oscillates back and forth millions of times per second between the two forms. And this is not depending on any enzymes outside of the factors that are in the mitochondria. So take either form. I would advise you to take a divided dosage to get the best absorption, but any form is going to help you. And the only way you know how much you actually get in your blood is to have your blood level measured, like Arnie mentioned he did.
Okay, Barbara, did that...
But I was just wondering about a ballpark figure. I'm taking 100 milligrams of ubiquinol three times a day.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, I haven't had my blood tested yet, but I wanted to be sure I was taking enough that it would raise it somewhat anyway before I got a test.
I would love to know what your blood levels are. I would think they're going to be above 2, and I think they might even be approaching 3, and I would say that's going to be fantastic.
Oh, great.
Okay, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for that call. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's how you get to talk to me, Dr. Podell, Dr. Passwater. We're all happy to speak to you. And you can call about anything. We'd prefer calls about fish oil, CoQ10, selenium, vitamin D, but hey, we take them all. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our guest Dr. Richard Passwater. A lot of Richards today. We'll be back after these messages.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000-square-foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the entire line of Solgar vitamins, herbs, and protein powders is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Some products, Way to Go protein powder, magnesium citrate caps, evening primrose oil, and flaxseed oil soft gels, are on sale at 40% off. And as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements that are unbelievably priced at 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 and 400 milligram duo packs, where you get two bottles for the price of one, are on sale at 50% off. That means you get the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Richard Passwater. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way and enzymatic therapy products are available at Wilner Chemist, now at 30% off list price. Okay. Welcome back to the Wilner Window, as I said. And let's say hello to John calling from Secaucus, New Jersey. Hey, John.
Hi, Arnie. Hello, doctors.
Hello.
I have a question about, just to go over the proper dosages for the fish oil and Coke enzyme Q10.
Okay, so you're looking for some guidance in how much fish oil to take?
Yes.
Okay, well, do you have any, are you taking it more for just supplement or for therapeutic reasons?
I was taking it with the hope of reducing my lipids and cholesterol.
Okay, well, there's good reason for you to think that it'll help reduce your lipids, or the so-called triglycerides. For doing that, you need to take some good dosages of fish oil. If you're taking a capsule, for example, Solgar, for example, has a product which is called EPA 950, I think, or EPA. They call it triple strength omega-3, 950 milligrams. That's very, very concentrated in EPA and DHA. And I think the dosage there would be about, let's see, Richard, about four capsules a day.
Yes, I think so.
If you took four of those a day, that's the equivalent of the dose that they use medically in that pharmaceutical product. So if you were looking to reduce your triglycerides, if that's what you're trying to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Four a day of the omega-3 950.
Yeah, the heart disease studies use all sorts of different doses, and some of them find benefit as little as 1 gram. So most people use between 1 gram or 2 grams, I think.
That would be two capsules of that particular formula if it's the 2 grams. You know how high your triglycerides are?
I know they're through the roof.
Yeah, then you may want to take up to four of those a day. Up to four of those a day.
Right, and give it a month or so to see what it's doing.
And then get your numbers checked again. Make sure you're on the right track. You know, you may not need that much. You may need to be on that for a while.
Mm-hmm. How about the CoQ10?
Okay. Also, you know, if you're looking, Dr. Passwater, let me bring you here. For someone who's taking CoQ10, you know, just for, how old are you, John?
I'm 51.
51. John's 51. Other than your high blood lipids, any other issues?
Hypertension and osteoarthritis.
Okay. Where would you think somebody like John would start with a dosage?
I think what's been said before is right on. The American Heart Association has a recommendation for triglyceride lowering with fish lipids somewhere around 3 grams of combined long chain omega 3s, the EPA, DHA, and what has been approved by the FDA for prescription product is right in that line. As since there's no clinical heart disease that John has told us about, I think that somewhere around adding to that the coenzyme Q10 for to prevent what Dr. Steve Sinatra calls ATP leakage from the heart, having somewhere around 150 to 200 milligrams of a good form of coenzyme Q10 would add to this. But for others who just don't have the high triglycerides, I think anything above 1,000 milligrams combined of EPA, DHA will provide not optimal amounts, but adequate amounts of the omega-3s to their diet.
Okay. All right, John, did we help you out a little?
Yes, so just also, does Solgarm manufacture both those types of products?
Yeah, the product I told you about, that the omega 3950, that was a Solgar product, and they also make a whole range of CoQ10 formulas. If you go on the Wilner Chemist website, unless do you ever get into the city, John? You ever come to our store?
I'm sort of homebound.
Okay. If you go on our, you have use of the computer?
Yes.
If you go to Wilner.com, W-I-L-L-N-E-R,
mm-hmm.
and you go on the homepage, you'll see a search by manufacturer.
Okay.
If you click Solgar, you'll get, you'll see a bunch of their products.
You're very good. I already have your print catalog.
Oh, wonderful. Look it up. You'll see loads and loads of products there.
Will do.
Okay,
will do.
John.
Thank you so much.
All
have
right.
a great day.
You too now. Okay, let's see, 1-800-321-0710. That's how to reach us here. Okay, Joe from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, hi. Let me first say that I love your program and the help that you provide your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Okay. My question is, what foods can we eat that will increase our CoQ10 levels?
Okay. Probably none. It's not your body makes CoQ10. It's not a vitamin where it's necessary that you take an outside amount for your health. Your body will make CoQ10. And the fact that the name of CoQ10 is ubiquinone, it's derived from the fact that it's quite ubiquitous and that it's available from many, many sources. So if you're looking to raise your CoQ10 levels, it's not going to happen from foods. Okay? You need to take it supplementally. Is that what you're trying to find out, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, no. You'd need to take it. You definitely need to take it as a supplement. Okay? Thanks for that call, Joe. Okay. Let's see. You hear that music coming up. That's Noah's way of telling us that we have to let you know about being disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way and enzymatic therapy products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, we've come to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. We have, let's see, Linda and Herb, you're both waiting to talk to us. Please stay right on the lines, and we will get to you, I promise, at the top of the next hour. Maybe not right at the top, but we'll get there. Okay, and also, Dr. Passwater will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about something we've never, ever spoken about here on the Wilner Window. Please stay tuned.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.